Everybody, welcome to the most recent edition of the Boiled Sports mini podcast, the video podcast portion of the BS Podcast Network, part of the Handsome Hour. I am half of the Handsome Hour, Boiler Dowd. For the first time since 2013, Matt Painter's Boilers have won a road game versus a ranked team. But is the Maryland game a sign of things to come, or is it something that's kind of an unusual situation because Swanigan fouled out? I tend to think that the fouling out of Swanigan at the end of that game, at the end of the Maryland game, was one of the most beneficial things that could have happened for Matt Painter, because we've seen what's happened, especially in recent history, with Painter's leaning so heavily on Swanigan, Swanigan not being able to recognize the situation, whether it be a double or a triple team, and kicking it out of that situation where he's ISO'd in deep under the basket. Swanigan is a great player. He's a worthy All-American. He should be Player of the Year in the Big Ten right now. He just got another Player of the Week award, a well-deserved Player of the Week award following that Maryland game and the Northwestern game. It's pretty tough to fight through a double or a triple team for about anybody, especially when you're dog-tired and a team's been throwing bodies at you, which almost everybody has done it against Purdue this year. I don't really disparage B for not being able to score in those situations. I have a problem with him not recognizing and kicking out to the open man, or choosing between the two open men in the case of a triple team. So Saturday, when Maryland and Purdue were coming down the stretch, it looked like we had seen this thing before. We're going to have another issue where Purdue wouldn't be able to close out because of multiple reasons. But with Swanigan's foul out, Carson Edwards stepped up, and he was going to drive past the first time. He's going to drive past the Maryland defense before Painter called the timeout, which we could argue that one if you want, but let's not. Let's focus on what happened next. Painter got out of the timeout, gave the ball back to Edwards. Edwards drove. There were actually two fouls on the play. One was Haas being shoved out of the way by Dodd, and the second one was a Maryland defender hitting Edwards while he was trying to make the layup. Edwards stepped up coolly, calmly, and hit two free throws. And then some madness ensued, right? There was a timeout, a deep throw. Haas caught it, kind of slid his pivot, and traveled. There's no doubt he traveled. But if you go back and watch the replay, which I'm sure many of you have over and over, I watched it, the ref does not look like he's signaling for a foul until time has expired. I went and I tried to be lenient on this and said, okay, let's say it's 0.3 seconds when the ref starts making his way towards the scorer's table. But his arm does not go up until after the clock hits triple zeros. Still, Maryland gets the ball. They get the ball under the basket, which I had that explained to me because Haas was inside the lane. But I had always heard that the team that was getting the ball had to have possession, or the ball had to be knocked out at the baseline. Regardless of that review, and this is the whole thing, right? In college basketball, this is why I've been complaining about Matt Painter's handling of the officials throughout this season. Because when you're on the road, you need every advantage you can get, right? You need to work the officials, you need to let them know that when they're screwing up, which happens often, they're human. On top of that, you need some margin for error. And Purdue hasn't given itself much of that this year, and that's part of the issue, right? This game, they didn't again. They had the lead for 59 total seconds of the 40 minutes of the game, and they came away with the victory, most importantly than anything. So now they're in the teens and the rankings. They've catapulted thanks to beating two ranked opponents, and they're all of a sudden in good shape. I don't really care about the regular season Big Ten title. I've said that over and over, but they're starting to be in good shape, it looks like, in the eyes of the media, for getting a top four seed. That's really been the golden apple for me. If Purdue can get that top four seed, I think they can do some things in March, maybe get to the second weekend. And that's really not that big of a goal, by the way. For a team this talented, this well-designed, and that can score this well and lock down teams when they need to. Let's also keep in mind, Purdue held Maryland scoreless from the field for 7 minutes, and all of Maryland's points came at the hands, I believe, of Melo Trimble shooting free throws, which the refs clearly had some great fear of Trimble getting hurt badly. And my big question after that is to ask, is Melo Trimble made of sugar or a thin glass? Where do the Boilers go from now, though? They got the big game on the road at Assembly Hall on Thursday. Opportunities are here now. Because they're high ranking, because of the fact they've got the attention of the media, some good things could happen from here out. So let's see what happens with our Boilers. Is it okay to begin hoping again? I mean, this is up to you guys. I'm still a bit skeptical because I said Matt Painter is what Matt Painter is. That's what I said in the last podcast. I still think that. But the rotation has gotten tighter. Anish and I talked about this off of the air and off of the site. With a tighter rotation, it really takes some of the unusual substitution patterns out of the hands of Painter, and Painter doesn't feel like he has to keep guys fresh by rotating constantly because he can't. Seven or eight guys, if Albrecht becomes an important part of it, it'll be eight. If he's not, it'll be a seven-man rotation. These Boilers look like they are formidable. So enjoy the rest of the season. You'll hear from me again, I'm positive of that. But in the meantime, let's watch the good guys go beat IU in Assembly Hall. Purdue wins by seven. By Vincent Edwards specifically, having a real good game and shooting the lights out again. Thanks for listening and watching. Thanks for reading on the site, boiledsports.com. Thanks for tuning into the Handsome Hour, where it's BS all the time.